You are listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor Robert Marsbach. We believe that these devotions will encourage and strengthen you. So tune in, connect, and be blessed. For any more information, please visit us online at lifechurchuk.org.
Welcome to Life Devotions. Thank you for joining me today. Return to me, says the Lord, is the title of this devotion. You know, in times when God is dealing with us in our need to spiritually grow, in our need of intimacy with Him that is maybe grown a little bit cold or distant, He draws us to Himself. The Apostle Paul, he says in 2 Corinthians 6, verse 1 and 2, and I give you my paraphrase there from the Amplified, where he says, the Lord God is working with me, drawing everybody to Christ so that through Christ they may receive a warm welcome in His presence. And I love those thoughts that the Heavenly Father is always drawing us near to Himself. He's looking for the intimacy that makes us aware of His blessed presence spiritually with us and in us by the Holy Spirit, that we are constantly aware of Him. In Him we move and live and have our being, the Apostle Paul says in the book of Acts to the people of Athens. And God wants us to live in that kind of intimacy with Him, but many times He is the one that has to reignite and renew. Paul would say in 2 Corinthians 4, even though the outer man is dying, yet the inner man is being renewed daily. Therefore, we do not look at the things that can be seen that are temporal, but we look at the things that can't be seen that are eternal. You see, God renews us. That is the greatness of His love. That is the wonder of Christ's heavenly intercession as our great high priest, whoever lives to intercede for us who draw near to God through Him. That He keeps drawing us and He keeps that Holy Ghost magnetism. Jesus said in John 6, verse 40, nobody can come to me unless the Father draws them. Even as it is written, they that have heard and learned from the Father, they that are taught of God, they that have heard and learned from the Father come to me. Jesus understood that people came to Him because the Heavenly Father was drawing them to Him so that He could share the glory He had with the Father with them. And when the Lord is having to renew and draw us nearer, you know, then often it may come across like discipline to us because it is often demanding for us to let go of things that divide us instead of unite us with Him. And here in the book of Amos, the Lord says it again and again. Return to me, says the Lord, number one. Return to me, says the Lord, number two. Return to me, says the Lord, number three. Return to me, says the Lord, number four. Return to me, says the Lord, number five. Five times. In other words, God is not even easy to give up on us. And this is chapter 4 of Amos, where God is speaking to His people, and He says, return to me, return to me, return to me. And I want you to see, and I love reading it from the Amplified, it's one of the most beautiful chapters in the book of Isaiah, and there are so many of them, so that's a bit hard to say. But in chapter 26, and I'll start reading it, verse 3, please, of Isaiah. He says, and what I want you to see when I read this chapter, the heart of those returning, the heart of those responding. Okay, the title of this devotion is Return to Me, says the Lord. Okay, so I want you here to see from Amos chapter 4, how the Lord five times kept pleading with the people, return to me, return to me. And in here, in chapter 26 of Isaiah, I want you to see the heart of people that returned to the Lord, that responded to the calling. And why am I bringing this up, this devotion? Not just to give you another devotion, but this is the word of the Lord to you and me. I really feel the Lord is calling His people to draw nearer. Draw me nearer, Jesus, draw me nearer. Oh, I feel that drawing of the Lord, and I want it stronger and stronger. I want to be fully possessed by that grace that draws me into His very bosom, into His intimate presence, where my whole spirit, soul, and body is wholly united with Him day and night. And here, I want you to see the heart of those that respond, because I'm talking to those hearts right now, your heart that's here to respond. Verse 3 of Isaiah 26, "You will guard him and keep him in perfect and constant peace, whose mind, both its inclination and character, is stayed on you, because he is committing himself to you, leans on you, hopes confidently in you." So trust in the Lord. Commit yourself to him. Lean on him. Hope confidently in him forever. For the Lord God is an everlasting rock of ages. Oh, how I love these thoughts. Verse 7. "The way of the constantly righteous," those living in moral and spiritual rectitude in every area of relationship of their lives, "is level straight. You, O Lord, who are upright, direct aright and make level the path of the uncompromisingly just and righteous." Yes, in the path of your judgment, O Lord, we wait expectantly for you. Our heartfelt desire is for your name and for the remembrance of you. My soul yearns for you, O Lord. Can you hear the heart of the one returning to the Lord? My soul yearns for you, O Lord, in the night. Yes, in my spirit within me seeks you earnestly. Yes, my spirit within me seeks you earnestly. For only when your judgments are in the earth will the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with God. Verse 12. "Lord, you will ordain peace, God's favor and blessing, both temporal and spiritual, for us. For you have also wrought in us for all your works." Again, for you have also wrought in us and for us all our works. O Lord, our God, other masters besides you have ruled over us, but we will acknowledge and mention your name only. In other words, Lord, other things try to take control of my life, but my life stayed loyal to you. I kept returning to you. I kept coming back to you. They, the former tyrant masters, are dead. They shall not live and reappear. They are powerless ghosts. They shall not rise or come back. Therefore, you have visited and made an end of them and caused every remembrance of them and every trace and supremacy of them to perish. You know, whatever tried to keep you from returning to the Lord shall fade away. It shall not even be remembered. Again, come on. Whatever's kept you from returning to the Lord will not succeed to hold you back. I believe that your whole heart is returning to Him, that you come to God with a freshness of love and affection and devotion to Him, that you come to Him each morning, all blessing Him and saying, "Lord, this is your day. I am yours, and all that I am is yours, and all that I have is yours, for you give me all that I need. My future is in your hand. I'm yours, Lord." And that there is a renewed devotion and dedication and consecration. Consecration means all for God. That all is for God and that you live for His praise and for His glory. "Lord, when they are in trouble and distress, they sought and visited you. They poured out a prayerful whispering when your chastening was upon them." When you went through something rough recently, your heart tenderly switch to Him instantly. You say, "Lord, without you, I can do nothing." Oh, you are the people who love the Lord. I know you are. I know you are. I know you are. I know you are. You're the people who love the Lord. You know, I want in closing take you a couple of pages here. I'm in Amos still, to the book of Jonah. Jonah had been a prophet in Samaria, in Israel, for 34 years, and it had not been an easy time. There had not been the kind of responses that would encourage his ministry, and he was weary, and he was still hoping that God would use him in a great way when it seemed that his ministry was having such small impact and small effect. And here the Lord gave him a job to do that was phenomenal. To go to the capital of Assyria, the city of Nineveh that had 120,000 people living in one city. In those days, that would have been a gigantic city, a mega city. And Assyria was the empire that ruled before the Babylonian Empire took over the world. So it was the ruling empire. And Nineveh was its capital. We read the story of Naaman that came from there and so forth. And here the Lord spoke to Jonah to go to Nineveh because the Lord was coming to visit their iniquity upon them, but he cared about all those precious souls there. And Jonah, yeah, that's the funny thing. We can say, Lord, why aren't you using me? Lord, why don't I see greater success in your service? And then when the opportunity comes, we don't rise to it. That is the silliness. We want something, but when it's given, it's like we're resentful. We're resentful. It's like we are, what is the word? We are, resentful. We resent that things have not gone well. We haven't served the Lord with gladness despite that the fruit seemed small. We haven't served the Lord with gratitude despite that the impact seemed small. We haven't been grateful to be His representatives even though we haven't been received or acknowledged or recognized. And here, the opportunity came for Jonah and he went the other way. He went to Tarshish and he was on the boat. And there came a phenomenal storm, and the storm was so great that he ended up overboard and was swallowed up by a fish, right? And this is where I want to pick it up with you. Chapter 2 of Jonah, verse 1. And Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the fish's belly. And he said, I cried out to the Lord because of my affliction, and he answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol, that means the place of the dead, I cried and you heard my voice. For you cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the flood surrounded me. All your billows and your waves passed over me. And I said, I've been cast out of your sight. Yet I will look again towards your holy temple. The water surrounded me, even to my soul. The deep closed around me. Weeds were wrapped around my head. I went down to the moorings of the mountains. The earth and its bars closed behind me forever. Yet you have brought up my life from the pit, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer went up to you in your holy temple. Those who regard worthless idols forsake their own mercy, but I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay what I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. So the Lord spoke to the fish. It vomited Jonah onto dry land. My goodness, what a powerful part in the scripture. So powerful that Jesus likened his own death to it and his own resurrection to what happened for Jonah. And what Jonah here experienced is a big subject, but I want to just touch on this point. How deep can you have sunk and there's yet hope of return? How far can you have fallen and there's still hope of return? How much can you have ruined your own ways by your own sins and iniquities, and yet there you can return? The Lord says in Isaiah 55, verse 6 and 7, let the wicked man forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord and to our God, who will be merciful and abundantly pardon. Oh, there is such phenomenal opportunity to return to the Lord. I want to encourage you today, If there's any way that you've grown cold or hard or you've gone the wrong direction, there's a scripture in Psalm 119 in the Living Bible that says, when I realized the wrong direction in which I was heading, I came running back to you. Oh, I'll never forget that scripture. It so touched my heart because I have seen the Lord cause people to return that absolutely seemed hopeless and it seemed beyond all hope of salvation, and yet I've seen them return. Come on, I want to encourage you today, if you need to get up from where you are and say, I'm going to go back to God. I lost my way a long time ago, but I'm going to go back. I'm going to go whatever I'm going to go through, but I want to get right. I want to get right. I want to get right. Come on. It's not too late. As long as there's breath within you, let's bless the Lord. Psalm 150 says, come on, be the Jonah of today. Jonah had gone to the place that was the place of no return, and yet, because he cried out to the Lord, the door was open for him to return. God is ready to open every door that needs to be opened to you. Maybe doors you've shut so tight that there seems absolutely no way of return, and yet the Lord will make a way. Come on, I want to encourage you, humble your heart. Return to the Lord, because this is what He's calling. Return to me, says the Lord. And I believe that as you, like Jonah, begin to call upon Him and begin to say, Lord, here I am. Revive me again. Restore me again. David says in Psalm 71, verse 19, you who have shown me great and severe troubles will revive me again, enlarge my greatness, and surround me with comforts of every kind. Now, Lord, renew your strength in me that I may show a new generation to set their faith upon you as they see your power in me. Come on, let's believe God that this is a day we're going to see many return to the Lord, and you're one of them. Amen. Have a good day.